Did you say something? It's beautiful. It's white outside. It's snowing. It's snowing outside. What a great time. It's 2017 and Happy New Year to you all. I am so pleased to be back. We've been away for a little while and you're in tune to the Lofu Fitness Lifestyle Podcast, and it's great to be back. My name is Noel Michael Smith, your host here, and we've got a great show in store for you. I just want to give you a few updates on some stuff. I was just taking time out because last year, 2016, I was burnt out. I didn't get a summer break. You know, most of y'all get a summer break. I didn't get a summer break. I worked straight through and I needed that time out. So forgive me if I offended anybody by putting out a post telling people to leave me alone, but I really meant that. You had to leave me alone. I had to re-energize my body, my mind, and my soul. Now I'm back in 2017, rearing a go. You know what I had to do this year? And I decided I wanted to do it at the end of last year, is a clean out. I was cleaning out my garage, throwing out some things I haven't used all year. In fact, I haven't used for the past few years, some old bikes and tables and chairs and this and that. And I just thought, when I did that, I feel way much better. I feel a lot better. So I wanted to do a clean out of my mind as well. So unfortunately, I had to get rid of some people out of my life. Just a temporary thing, you know. They're not on a permanent basis. But I've got to get rid of the clutter. I've got all these noises in my head. And I just got to get them out and focus on the task at hand. And this year, we're going full on head steam for Lofu certification. So look out for that. By the way, I want to tell you that this week is the anniversary of the passing of David Bowie. And I'm a great fan of David Bowie. So look out for my tribute to him. I didn't do one at the beginning of last year when he died because it would have been a cliche thing to do. Everyone was doing that. If you go to my Mixcloud, you'll find a great mix, a great David Bowie mix, and you will not be disappointed. All you David Bowie fans out there, you would have heard all this stuff already. But for those of you who are not, there's some new stuff, some old stuff, and some indifferent stuff. I hope you enjoy my mix because everything I put on that mix is from the heart. Today we got a great show ahead. We're gonna talk about social media. Yep, it's rearing its ugly head again. Cyberbullying. That's what I want to talk about. Cyberbullying. You know, a lot of this has been happening. And what is cyberbullying? In fact, let's take it back a little bit. Let's just go through the definition of bullying. What is bullying? Well, bullying is when someone uses their strength or influence to intimidate a weaker person. I would even go further than that. I would say it's attacking a weaker person. Now, we associate bullying primarily with boys, physical bullying. But that isn't the case anymore because in a developed world where we live right now, in England, America, Australia, all those developed countries, bullying pretty much stamped out. The teachers and parents have become wise to that now. But what you do get, it's all crossed over to mind games, to psychological games. And this is becoming prolific now in our society. And I see it so often. It happens to me. From my perspective, it's mainly the girls that I see doing it. Girls have always got a silver tongue. You ever had an argument with a woman? 9 times out of 10, she beat your hands down. I'm pretty good at holding my own because I've got 2 sisters that used to give as good as they got. So I had to learn to have that silver tongue myself. And boy, did I fight some battles. But I couldn't lash out. I couldn't hit my sisters when they were saying things to me. I just had to be able to defend myself verbally back to them. And you got to learn to do that stuff. Now it's gone on to media. And so the world can see it. And people are being hurt by stuff. You know, one of my coaches, Billy Blanks, who is an amazing guy. If you get a chance to train with that guy, please don't turn it down. It's an experience. The best times of my life was going to Billy Blanks' boot camp out there in LA. Anyway, that's another story. Cover that some other time. But Billy Blanks was going through some difficulties with his marriage when I was out there. And you should have heard the nastiness going on online. People were calling him this. They were saying, yes, I knew he was a womanizer. I knew he was this and the other. And it was, I'm not using the language that was online. I'm keeping this clean. But it was pretty nasty. I was in shock. To his credit, he didn't say anything. And I admire that. Remember when Cliff Richards was going through those allegations and he didn't say a word to the media? I totally admire that. That's the way to deal with those people. Don't give them the power. Just keep quiet. Let them sink themselves. You can't fight with yourself, right? You need someone to fight with. If you give them the ammunition, they'll fight with you. But if you don't give them the ammunition, they've got no one to fight with. So stay quiet, as if you never saw it. But I'll come to that later on. You know, it puzzles me. When did writing or posting some negative, vicious stuff become acceptable? What is that? Why is that acceptable in society? You know, and I'm not talking about, you go on YouTube sometimes and you see some women working out in next to nothing and you know what their game is, and you look under, you see the posts or the comments that some of the people put, predominantly guys, you look at that stuff and you have to laugh. See, their cheeks in their tongue, it's all pretty much humor because she's put herself up there to be talked about. And I think those girls like it because they don't take it down. So it's all good humor and nice, and they're getting great reviews from that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the damn right maliciousness, yeah? So, yeah. There is another thing. Even coming out of the malicious side of things, if you're one of these people who like to post stuff, that's great, because I do that as well. I have a business and I post all the time. But if I have an issue that concerns me, my friends, my family, or people close to me, I am not going to air that online. And people who do that, it bothers me. There are some people in my life right now who have that, and just stop doing it. If you have, it's called control, right? It's called self-control. It's easy to be angry with somebody and just write a whole load of stuff down, regardless of whether you name that person or not. It's easy to do that. That's the easy option. The hard thing is to hold it in. Have some self-control. Control your feelings. Control your anger. Control your rage. Sit on it for a few days. You know, things come to me in the way of written information that I don't like. I feel a burning desire to reply there and then. I have what I call sponges. I have a girl called Kate, another girl called Sheila, also Marla in DC, and they're my sponges. So if I have an issue, and I run my own business, so I have issues all the time, if I have an issue, I phone these guys up and I tell them all about it. They just listen. They sometimes give me objective advice, but I listen, or they listen, and all I do is just pump my information. And you know, after I've spoken to them, I feel so much better. Another thing you could do is just sit, wait. You know, when I get this information via email and I'm feeling very angry, because we all have the emotion, right? You know that. I would sit on it for a day, gets a little better. The second day gets better. The third day gets better. I'm telling you, man, it's like a miracle. By the time you sit on that for 5 days, 5 whole days, you see in a totally different way. Your whole body's calm. In fact, you look back at it and you laugh at it and you feel sorry for the person. So there is no need to just use a knee-jerk reaction and just lash out and write something online that you yourself may regret further on down the line. Social media is a dangerous thing. Use social media as a positive. Don't use it as a negative. If you've got something to sell, sell it on social media. You got something nice to say to somebody, you want the whole world to hear it, say that nice thing on social media. If you've got something horrible to say, I know sometimes I talk about this revolving door. The door swings both ways. If you could say something nice about somebody on social media, that means you could say something horrible about somebody on social media. But in all accounts, it makes you look bitter. People don't look at that and say, hey, that girl, that guy has been hard done by. They look at it and think, what an idiot to be posting something like that on social media. Look, we all get upset with one another from time to time. We have slight disagreements. Naturally, we've got our own consciousness. We're not robots. We're not computers. We're going to have different points of view. When this does happen, keep yourself calm. You know, if it wasn't... right. I think I've told you this many times before. I wasn't always a calm person. I had my fair share of aggression when I was younger, but I had to learn to control it, because if I hadn't controlled it, it would have either got me in prison or got me killed. I was brought up in inner city. Clapham, Vauxhall, Stockwell, Brixton, Battersea, Wandsworth. Now, these are areas, inner city London areas. So if you're not from the UK, you Google these places, you can see they were badass places back then. They're much better now because they've cleaned up the whole thing. But I had to grow up with syringes and bottles around me, drunks. I had to learn to defend myself, learn to fight. So I had a lot of aggression in me. However, there came a time when I had to control that. As I said, I would have ended up in jail. But martial arts helped me with that. I started boxing, karate, then got into kung fu. And that helped me with that. That controls my mind. And to this day, when I get an incident and I feel I want to fly off the handle, I have to draw back to my martial arts training, my meditation. Keeps me calm. I like you all to take that into consideration, because we all get to this heated and see red from time to time. And now the modern common thing is to put something nasty in writing, because you're safe behind the closed doors. It's like being in a car, right? Road rage. You're safe behind, you're all cocooned in that car. You know, people wouldn't be so brave if they had to go up to the person and say the things to themselves. Have you ever seen that advert on YouTube where a car pulls out of the drive? The guy who pulled out was wrong. He pulled out. I don't know if he was looking or what. But what was even worse is when the fella who was pulled out on starts hailing abuse, winding down his window, and, you know, he even go as far as to accelerate and block the chap who pulled out on him. Get out of his car. This guy gets out of his car, and he's about 10 foot tall, and it's no other than Lavender Holyfield. The guy says, hey man, I didn't know it was you. I didn't know, and gets back in his car and drives off. You see what I'm saying? People are brave behind closed doors. Get them out into the open. You know, I tell you what, look, if these upset people air things on social media, if you were to say, okay, you're angry, we have this place where you can go in a ring with this person and fight it out, do you think they would be so brave? You train for 2 months, find a trainer, train for 2 months, and you go in a boxing ring and have it out. They wouldn't do it. Sit behind your cowardly walls and write something? Mm-mm. It's not the way it works. Hurt other people from afar. It's a cowardly act. Just be wary of that. And I'm talking to the people who are doing it, not the people who are having it done too. And there's a lot of you out there. So just calm it down a little. Because I know you're all beautiful, nice people. I see some of the nicest people, and then when I see some of the things they write, I think, is this the same person I spoke to a few days ago? All right, here it is. If you're a victim of bullying, cyberbullying, bullying on social media, a few things, I'm going to give you a few tips. All right, first of all, change your friends. Yeah, change your physical friends. That's easy to do. Don't tell me that it's easy to do. Don't tell me that it isn't. I know it's easy to do. I've done it many times before. I've done it all my life. I can drop anybody at any time. And those of you people are listening that know me, be sure, I can drop you too. Yeah? You harm me, I drop you just like that. Seriously. I'm a loyal guy, but I got to protect myself first. We all got to do that, protect ourselves first. So you drop those friends that if you think they're putting stuff online about you, you drop them. And even if it's a friend of a friend, the close friend is not doing anything about a distant friend. You drop a close friend, yeah, because they shouldn't allow their friends to do anything like that to you. The next thing you could do is block these people. So you can go on any of these social medias. You can block people who are following you. So just block them. So when they put stuff on, you know, they may well still put it on, but you don't see it. And you know the old accolade, what you don't know won't hurt you. So that's one way to deal with that. Another way is change your profile. Yeah, use an alias name. I know many people who have done that, people who work for the government and teachers as well, school teachers. Next thing you could do is to stop people from posting on your page. You could stop people from doing all sorts. Let's dig down into the settings and you find all the bits and pieces of what to do. Furthermore, you can YouTube it, YouTube the keywords, what you want to find out, and there's always some geek on there telling you what to do. That's what I do all the time. The next thing is just don't have a social media page. I know it's tempting and all your friends are doing this, that and the other, but just don't have one. You don't have to have one. Live in the real world. Don't live in the virtual world. There's nothing in the virtual world but aggro. Live in the real world. I mean, I have a social media. I have several because I run a business. But I don't really see the use of it if I didn't have a business, because I have people that I interact with. If I want to talk to somebody, I talk to somebody. You know, friends ain't hard to come by. You could make a friend any place, anytime. Another thing I want to say is that this social media is destroying social skills. My little daughter, my six-year-old, she amazes me. In fact, all kids amaze me for this one reason. Have you ever seen a child go into a room and they don't know any of the other children in there? If they go into a room and there's loads of adults, that's different. They might feel a little shy or stuff. But it's amazing when they go into a room and there are other children. They just all become friends in an instant. I've seen my children go to the playground and they're running around. They don't know these kids, never seen them before. And they're running around playing these games with these kids like they've been best buddies for a lifetime. That's an amazing skill. I don't think I ever lost that. I can walk into a room and I can speak to anybody. I once dated a girl. Well, I've once dated many girls, but let's not go there. I dated a girl and she ran a pub. She was the boss and she was a really good manager. She was a really good boss. She worked for a huge chain of pubs. And a pub, if you don't know, is a bar. And they would have these awards to see who's won the award for the best manager, pub manager of the year. This girl won every single year. She was good at what she did. The money she used to turn over and her managerial skills was amazing. The pub was in central London, the heart of London, and it was so busy. And she had something going on every night. Quiz nights, disco nights. She had a comedy night going on. That was amazing. But she did a really good job with that. One thing I could not fault her for is how she managed that place. Anyway, winning all these awards weren't a shock to me, but I tell you this, and I tell it for one reason only. I used to go to these awards with her, and she used to go off because she was the center of attraction, and I used to be left there. And I used to have to make friends. I call them friends. They're not friends, but I used to have to make chit-chat. And before you knew it, I was talking to everybody in that place. And you know what she said to me? She used to say on many occasions, I have never dated anybody like you. Because I can just leave you, we can go out and I can leave you to your own devices and I know you're okay because there'll be people talking to you all night long. And that's what I'm like. And that's what I'm talking about, this childlike making friends. The children, as I said to you a moment ago, they're going to the playground and before you know it, everyone's talking to everybody. Yeah. So get your children in groups, keep them off social media. Take them to church. Hey, that's a joke. I go to church. I'm not encouraging you. Well, I like to encourage you, but it's down to you. It's down to you. I'm a church-going guy. My kids go to church, and we've got a whole great community down in Reigate Baptist Church. It's a great place. Come down there, see us sometime. But, you know, it's all good. And we're going to wind this up now, I think. Remember that the David Bowie mix is online right now. Go to the website. Click on the little button at the bottom of the website. There's a whole lot of buttons at the bottom of the website. And one of them is Mixcloud. Click on the Mixcloud and get the David Bowie mix at your disposal right now. And you know what? You could always email me at clubenergize.com. Yep, yep, yep. No, what am I saying? You can always email me at lofu@me.com. Say that again, lofu@me.com. And I'm on Twitter. You could get me on Twitter. You could get me on all the social media. I love talking to you. Happy New Year, and it's snowing outside. It's snowing outside. It's snowing outside. Snowing outside. Woo! All right. I'll see you next time. I love you all. Bye.